Recently, the New Bedford Standard Times ran an ad in the paper announcing the auction of a piece of foreclosed land in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. Considering the number of foreclosures in the area, this ad probably seemed run-of-the-mill, except for the fact that the notice included language from the property's original deed, including the statement, quote, "The said land shall not be sold, leased, or rented to any person other than of the Caucasian race." The deed's racial covenant is old and not legally enforceable, but many potential buyers who saw the ad didn't know that, and it did raise the specter of whites only in Fairhaven. That prompted the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights to file a complaint against U.S. Bank, which holds the land, and Harmon Law Offices of Newton, who placed the ad. The complaint is currently under consideration by the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination. Joining us with more is Michael Alio, who's with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Begna. Happy to be here.
So I've got to ask you, in looking at the text of this ad that appeared in the New Bedford Standard Times, it kind of almost seemed like a blast from the past to see an ad for a real estate auction that restricted potential buyers to the Caucasian race. How do you think this could happen in this day and age?
Well, in truth, we hope that it is just a blast from the past. And in decades past, this language, these restrictive covenants and deeds were fairly common. How it can happen today is confusing, and it's something that I guess will come out better through litigation. At any rate, the law firm representing U.S. Bank perceived that it was necessary to publish this portion of the deed as it read. Unfortunately, the consequence of that is the people reading the notice, the foreclosure notice that was advertising the sale of the property, got the impression that this property might not be for sale to anyone unless that person is, quote, a Caucasian, a white person.
Well, Harmon Law, which is the law firm out of Newton that I believe paid for the advertisement, they issued a statement saying, quote, "This notice involves a restriction that a previous owner placed on the property. We do not condone the language and do not believe that it would be enforceable. It is industry practice to include in the notice of sale the exact legal description as set forth in the mortgage. We have removed the language for future legal notices." So if that's the case, I mean, did this law firm in putting the ad in, do anything wrong if the covenant isn't even enforceable today?
Well, first, the covenant is not enforceable. That is true. Second, they did do something wrong. The Fair Housing Act and Massachusetts law prohibits discriminatory advertising, and this would qualify as a discriminatory ad. And like I said, the consequence of that was quite severe. People saw this ad and reacted quite strongly to it, justifiably so, because it does give the impression that today it is okay to suggest to the public generally that discrimination based on race in the context of selling a property might be condoned.
You mentioned the NAACP. We spoke a little earlier today with Lee Charlton there, and Lee Charlton says,
"I was shocked that in Massachusetts that this could happen. Being president of the organization for 24 years, I'm not shocked that people had these sentiments. Having known people in Fairhaven, you know, it's not as idyllic as the name might suggest."
So Fairhaven, the town where this property is located, is overwhelmingly white, some 96%, and therefore believes that the placement of this ad may not have just been a simple oversight. That's Lee Charlton of the NAACP's view. What's your view in that case?
Well, I will hold off ascribing any further intent about why this ad was published. I believe that the ad was intentionally published with the discriminatory clause. Perhaps it was only intentionally published with the discriminatory clause because Harmon Law thought that it was required to do so. Perhaps not. If there was a greater bad intent on behalf of the bank and the law firm, that might be the case, and that would be incredibly unfortunate. But even given the best case scenario that they had only published the ad because they thought that they had to do so, the effect is still very, very negative. Mm-hmm. The effect is for the community, particularly this very white community. The effect is for the non-white residents to see that and to feel that they're not supposed to go and try to buy this property. And I should say that plenty of white residents have been equally upset that somehow this advertisement made their community seem bigoted.
Well, we should also note that the local paper, the New Bedford Standard Times, did issue a statement through their publisher, Mary Harrington of the South Coast Media Group, saying, quote, "The Standard Times published a legal notice for the sale of real estate. The notice provided by the advertiser was discriminatory and highly offensive. It was a gross error on our part to publish the notice, and we sincerely apologize to our readers." But Michael Alio, let me ask you, I believe the actual original deed to this property, which was the thing that was published, dates sometime to the 1950s. Is that correct?
That sounds correct to me.
Okay, so that is a time where, I mean, the bigger picture here is what we're struggling with, because that was a time where seeing these types of racial covenants were not unusual in deeds for properties in Massachusetts. So, and especially today, fast forward today, when we're still seeing a lot of foreclosures and therefore many of these advertisements for auctions of properties, is this something that we're likely to see more and more creep up in newspaper ads when these properties come up for sale?
Well, the Fair Housing Center, the NAACP, and the Charles Hamilton Houston Institute, along with Greater Boston Legal Services and the Lawyers Committee, are all going to make a concerted effort to follow this issue closely, which includes sending our attorneys and our employees to the Registry of Deeds and to look at a lot of these deeds to try to preempt some of these issues. However, as you might already know, the foreclosure crisis does disproportionately affect minority homeowners and prospective homeowners much more severely than it does white homeowners and prospective homeowners. And so this, on top of that, makes it all the more daunting for prospective black homeowners, Hispanic homeowners, to think about how it is that they're going to negotiate trying to purchase a home in the near future.
Well, that's Michael Alio. He's with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Our program is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, and Ted Seifer. Our web reporter is Andrew Phelps. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. And we'd like to make special thanks today to Sarah Birnbaum with the State House News Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.